There is a huge opportunity to use online reviews to grow your business. And today, I will give you some tips on how to do exactly that. Welcome to Bite to Bite with Steve Johnson. Hi, this is Steve Johnson. And today I want to talk to you about how to grow your business with online reviews. This is the second of a two-part podcast about using online reviews to grow your business. Last time, we talked about the huge discrepancy between the way business owners and consumers look at online reviews. Close to 95% of consumers trust and are paying attention to online reviews, and less than half of business owners do. Less than a third of business owners are really proactively managing their online reviews. We talked about some of the reasons why business owners are not leveraging online reviews as much as they could. We also looked at some studies by Harvard Business School, Berkeley, Microsoft, etc., on how much you can grow your business and sales with online reviews. We saw how a one-point jump in your star rating can have a huge impact on your conversion rate and your sales. We also talked about the difference that one review can make in your average star rating if your rating is on the fence. Even if you get all your business through referrals, which is good, you may not realize how much your online presence and reviews in particular are affecting your referrals. Our last podcast explained why some people are losing referrals right and left because of online reviews. In this podcast, we'll get into some of the details on how to get reviews, the best ways to manage online reviews, as well as some specific tips regarding Yelp. We'll get to the best practices for growing your reviews, managing your reviews, and responding to reviews in just a minute. But because of all the questions I've gotten about Yelp, I want to address the question of Yelp first. A lot of business owners that I talk to, a lot of my clients, have complained to me about Yelp. You're probably aware that Yelp has a history of lawsuits filed by business owners, and there's even a documentary coming out about Yelp. The documentary alleges a, quote, mafia-style protection racket, end quote, being run by Yelp. Now, I'm not suggesting that this is the case. I do understand, though, the frustration that business owners feel. Yelp has some pretty aggressive salespeople, and it's probably true that they may have said some things to business owners to insinuate that they'll get favored if they advertise with Yelp. But I believe Yelp is genuinely trying to bring some objectivity to the reviews process. I think their approach is misguided in some ways, but I don't think it's malicious. There are ways to deal with these issues on Yelp, and it's one of the things we help our clients with. Yelp does a few things that's different from a lot of reviews sites. First, Yelp has a policy against asking for reviews. If you say to a customer, "Hey, if you like our service, could you leave us a review on Yelp?" you are violating Yelp's terms of service. If Yelp finds out about that, they reserve the right to delete all your good reviews or to remove your listing from their website. I think this is misguided. There is an inherent bias toward negative reviews because it's the people who are upset who are more likely to post a review. So I believe we need to regularly ask all our customers for reviews to counter that bias. Yelp has even gone so far as to say that if you're asking your customers to review you anywhere, Google, Facebook, TripAdvisor, etc., they can terminate your account or penalize you. To me, this is over the top. Yelp should not be dictating the terms of service for other companies' websites. But anyway, that's what they say, although I don't know how they can police it. The second thing that's different about Yelp is that they're really aggressive about not publishing reviews that may be fake. It's more of a shoot first and ask questions later policy. Yelp admits on their website that 28% of reviews, almost a third of reviews, don't actually get published. So the business owners that talk to me are really frustrated because they'll see a fake review from somebody who's not a customer that did get published on Yelp when it shouldn't be, and they have three or four customers that left a really positive review, and they're very legitimate reviews, and those didn't get published, and they're not being factored into their star rating. That's just really frustrating to people. I don't believe that this is deliberate or malicious on Yelp's part. I believe that they're genuinely wanting to filter out fake reviews. But it doesn't appear they're taking an approach that most people would agree with. So get help with Yelp. One of the things that we're doing with our clients is getting them help with Yelp. This is part of our MoxieBoost Guardian review management program. We help our clients learn how to take those positive reviews that have been hidden on Yelp and are not published and get them published. We've looked at some of the factors that makes Yelp label a legitimate review as a fake one, and when you change those factors, you stand a good chance of getting the good reviews published. A lot of it has to do with whether the user has a fully completed Yelp profile and how much content they've contributed to Yelp. We also help our customers with how to get fake negative reviews removed. You can flag fake reviews if they violate Yelp's terms of service, and it's really helpful to point out what specific term is violated when you do the flagging. So we help our customers learn how to grow their Yelp presence without paying Yelp's advertising fees, because that same money would be 100 times more effective if invested in a good local SEO program or some other more efficient form of advertising. The point is that there is a way to manage your Yelp reviews, and there are ways to manage all of your reviews across all the major review sites. So let's talk about best practices. Here are just a few tips in no particular order. Number one, have a system for asking for reviews. Now, I know this is not necessarily easy to do. You really have to stop and think about your process and incorporate this into your process and train your employees. But do have a system. Tools can really help. One of the things we give our customers in our MoxieBoost Guardian program is a feedback page and a mobile app. So they can put their customer's mobile number or email address into the app and click the button, and the customer gets an invitation to provide feedback. And you just make that part of your process. You train your employees to make it part of their process. And every time you serve a client, you say, "Hey, can I send you a request for some feedback?" And that just becomes part of your process. Then our tool takes any kind of negative feedback and sends it directly to you. And if there's positive feedback, then we invite the customer to provide an online review and give them some direction on where to go to do that. Because that's a challenge for a lot of customers. Even if they want to leave you a review, they may not know where to go or how to do it. So having tools is good, but especially have a system and make it part of your process. That's really important. Number two, respond to negative reviews promptly and properly. If you get a negative review, respond to it promptly and politely. Though it may not feel like it, people are doing you a service by providing feedback. Even if it's feedback that you don't want to hear, it's probably something that you need to hear. And even if it's not something you need to hear, it's probably something you need to address. The best way to respond to a negative review is to do it politely. In our MoxieBoost Guardian program, we provide lots of sample responses to our clients. And we even have a service where we respond for our clients right away to any new reviews. If you take the negative review personally, it's hard to formulate a good response. But if you respond to the negative review quickly and well, many times you can get customers to modify their negative review. They were just posting a review because they're upset and they want to be heard. Just by your responding politely and responding appropriately, they feel heard. Maybe you'll be able to address their concerns, and you might change that negative review into a very positive one. At the very least, most review sites allow you to respond publicly, And so anyone who's looking at that negative review can also see that you are responsive, that you care about customer service, and they can see your side of the story. So respond to negative reviews right away and respond politely without getting upset. Or hire someone to monitor and respond to reviews for you. Number three, respond to positive reviews. It's also good to respond to positive reviews. You don't have to post a thank you to every positive review that's put up on Google or Yelp or TripAdvisor or Facebook or whatever. You can if you want to, but many review sites also allow you to respond privately. You can actually respond privately to both negative and positive reviews. You can respond privately to positive reviews and say, "Thanks for the feedback. I really appreciate your taking the time to leave this review." You can also respond publicly, and people who are looking at your online reviews know that you're paying attention, that you're engaged with your customers, and that you care. So it's a really good thing to respond to all reviews. The fourth tip, don't pay for or incent reviews. Another important thing to remember is don't incent reviews. Don't pay for reviews. Don't offer people a coupon. It's not just that you shouldn't pay for positive reviews or offer a coupon for a positive review, which violates the terms of service on every review site and can get you in trouble with the government. You also don't want to incent people to leave a review. The reviews should be something objective. If you're providing an incentive, you're making it less objective, and the FTC has something to say about it. So don't incent people to leave a review. Make sure it's objective and voluntary. A fifth tip is don't create fake reviews. Don't hire someone to create fake reviews. And yes, I know probably a few of your competitors have fake reviews created for them, and it's frustrating to see those not getting flagged. If you want to, you can go and flag them or have a friend of yours flag them as fake reviews. But don't go create those yourself. That's just not ethical. A sixth tip, don't hire someone who is guaranteeing a certain number of reviews. Don't hire someone who guarantees positive reviews, because the only way they can guarantee that is to create fake reviews. Avoid any kind of service that is guaranteeing that you'll get positive reviews or a certain minimum number of reviews, because I can almost guarantee that they're probably creating fake reviews to do that. You just don't want to deal with those people. And a seventh tip, be aware that Yelp penalizes businesses that ask customers for reviews at all. It's not just asking for positive reviews. If you're asking customers to leave a review on Yelp in any way and Yelp finds out, they can penalize you. You can say that you're on Yelp and you can say, "Find us on Yelp." But you may not want to link directly to your Yelp profile. At a minimum, don't link to your Yelp profile and say, "Leave us a review." If you do ask customers for reviews and they're Yelp users, tell them to find your business on Yelp and review it. Now let's talk about how to ask for reviews. This is one of the biggest things that comes up with my clients. They say, "I don't know how to ask for reviews. It feels awkward. When do I do it? What do I say?" The thing to keep in mind is that people want to share. Asking for reviews may feel awkward because it feels like we're asking people for something, but in reality, people love to share their opinions. They love to be heard. A lot of times, they just don't think about it. They don't think about posting a review, or they don't know that that opportunity is there, but they love to share their opinions. And they might be quite flattered that you asked, especially if somebody's really happy with your service. They want to repay you in some way. If leaving a positive review is something that they can do for you that will help you out and help out some future customers, they're generally happy to do that. The best way to ask for a review is in person, especially if somebody's saying thank you for your wonderful service or telling you, how much they appreciated your service or how good your service was, you can say, "That's great to hear. We do our best to take care of people that way. Thank you so much for providing that feedback." You can then go on to say, "You know, it's that kind of feedback that can really help other prospective customers feel more confident in choosing us. So if you don't mind, could you write what you just said in a review on Google or Facebook or TripAdvisor or Better Business Bureau or whatever site you want to send them to? That would be really helpful." In the tools that we provide our clients in our reviews management program, MoxieBoost Guardian, we make it easy to link to the top sites that you want people to leave reviews on. And you can use our app to share those links with your customers. But you can also do the same thing yourself and help them know where to go. When they let you know how much they appreciate you, you say, "Thanks for the feedback." That kind of feedback can help other potential customers in deciding to work with us. If you're willing to share it, it would be great if you could say what you just said to me in an online review. If you have an app or some online tools, you can put in their mobile number or their email, and the process is automated. Or you can give them a list of your review sites, and they can then write the review when they go back home. You can also strike up a conversation with a customer in your store or at your office. When you're looking for reviews, it reminds you to keep tabs on your customer service. You can strike up a conversation with someone and ask them, "How was your experience?" Don't go directly to asking for the review, but if they keep the conversation going and you have the sense that they're open to it, you can ask at the end of your conversation, "Well, thanks for the feedback. We love sharing that kind of information with potential customers so they can feel more comfortable choosing us. If you're willing to share it, it would be great if you could share what you just said to me in an online review." Now, here's another pro tip. Don't have people leave reviews in your office or in your store. Google, Yelp, and all the major review sites, they know when someone is posting from your office. If customers do post from your office, there's a high likelihood it will get flagged as fake. So have your clients go home or go back to their own office to leave the review. Here's another tip. You can ask for reviews over the phone. If you don't have the opportunity to ask the customer in person, you can ask the same questions over the phone in the same kinds of conversations, especially if someone's appreciating your service or if you just concluded your transaction. You can say, "Have we taken care of everything? How was your experience today?" If you have a sense that they're open to it, you can say, "Hey, if you wouldn't mind, would you share that in an online review?" You can also ask customers via email. You can send out an email blast to all of your past clients, or even better, send a personalized email to your client. It's much better than a bulk email. You can also incorporate your request for a review into your email templates and make it part of all your organization-wide emails. You have something at the bottom of each email that says, "Did you like your experience? Leave us a review." You can make this part of your service delivery process by incorporating it into purchase receipts, thank you pages, etc. Or if you've got some kind of review management tools, instead of asking directly for reviews, you can say, "Provide your feedback here." Then the tools will catch the negative feedback, and if the feedback is positive, it will ask the customer for an online review in an automated fashion. It's not just customers that you can ask for reviews. You can also ask your vendors or your partners or other people that you're doing business with. They might be very happy and willing to give you a review. So, just a final note about tools. I don't know your situation. Maybe you already have a review management program, or maybe you're not in a position right now to grow your business with online reviews. But I would be really remiss if I didn't tell you about our programs. We have a reviews management program called MoxieBoost Guardian, which costs less than half a cup of coffee a day. But it's actually not a cost. It's an investment, and one that could have a huge return on investment for you. With that program, we're actually monitoring 50-plus different websites for you every single day, letting you know when somebody leaves a review so you can respond promptly. We also have tools and an app that allow you to solicit feedback from customers and direct them to the right places where you want them to go to leave an online review. We have a step up from the MoxieBoost Guardian program called MoxieBoost Alpha Team, where we are actually managing and responding to the reviews on your behalf. If somebody leaves you a review, we'll go in and make the response using your voice and interacting with your customers for you. I highly recommend using a reviews management program like this because it's not about what the program costs. It's about what it'll cost you not to use it. How much will it cost you if you have a negative review that you don't know about? How much will it cost you if your competitors have much better reviews than yours? How much will it cost you to accept a 20% slower sales growth than you deserve? Your potential customers are online searching for you every single day, and I really want them to find you. One quick request from me. If you're a regular listener of our podcast, or if you found this podcast useful, or if you've been a client of ours, I'd like to ask you for a review. If you could go to Google or Yelp or Superpages or Yellow Pages or Facebook, whatever your favorite platform is, and leave a review for Cloud Mountain Marketing, I would surely appreciate that. Also, if you've enjoyed this podcast and found it beneficial, pass it on to others. Feel free to forward the email you received or send this link to somebody else. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to Bite to Bite with Steve Johnson. For more episodes, go to bitetobite.biz. That's bitetobite.biz. That's a .biz, not a .com, and that's BYTE, folks, not BITE. Though if you want to spell it that way, that's fine too.